Ela pras b'yom Tishrei. You could only be tovel on the Noah pras in this river b'yom Tishrei, in Tishrei time. Bilvad. So you know why? Because in Tishrei time, it's not a time of rain. So therefore, the way the river is at Tishrei, you should know that's pure river water. There's no like a rainwater mixed into it. It's not as the man that the mountain starts melting from the snow. That's also considered like rainwater. That happens before. By Tishrei, it's the end of the summer already. There's no rain then, and there's no mountain water running down into the pras. So at that time, we know exactly the water in the river now is pure river water. Therefore, that you could be tabling. So you see, Shmuel himself also holds that there are other times of the year when pras becomes big because of the rainwater, and then you can't be tovel in the river pras. So really, it's a steer in Shmuel. If Shmuel himself holds that whenever the river becomes big, it's because mainly the underground is giving up more water, so at all times, you should be able to be tovel in the river. And here Shmuel says no. Shmuel says you can only be tovel in the river, only b'yom Tishrei. So Ron explains he doesn't really only mean b'yom Tishrei, but it means to say that's the standards. In other words, if you look at pras the way it is at Tishrei, you know that's the level of its real water. Now the rest of the year, if it's still at that level, avadi can be tovel, what are you afraid of? Just means to tell us that from the way it is at Tishrei, if later on in the year when it starts to rain, it becomes bigger, a higher level, and you can say now that there's more rainwater than the river water, then it will be also to be tovel. So the rest of the year it's like a suffix, but if you know for sure the level, the normal level, then you could be tovel in Tishrei. Now the Gemara says, Avu Adi Shmuel, Shmuel's father, Pashut also held like this, like this last sheet of Shmuel, that there are times when you can't be tovel in the river. Well, at the time of the rain, you have to be afraid there's more rainwater than the real river water. And rainwater, you can't be tovel when it's moving. And the river is moving, so you can't be tovel in the river. So therefore, what did Shmuel's father do? Ovedlu mikvoyes labante b'yom Nisan. Nisan time, that's the time of the rain. That's when he made mikvoyes. He made mikvoyes for his girls to be tovel in. In other words, don't go down to the river, because at that time the river has too much rainwater, either because of the real rain, or else that's the time when the snow starts to melt, and all the water of the mountain starts flowing down into the river. So Yom Nisan, that's the time when the river is full of rainwater. So at that time, you can't use the mikvah. Therefore, you can't use the river to be tovel in. Therefore, Avud Shmuel made for his girls, he made them regular mikvahs. He made them a mikvah. So mikvah is not running water. A mikvah is water that stays still. So rainwater, if it ends up in the mikvah, it's kosher, as long as it's not traveling. But when it came Tishrei time, that's the time when the river came down to its regular level, that it's only pure river water. All the rainwater got washed away already. So then he let them be tovel inside the river. Umavtse means poshut, he made mats. He made mats for the floor. So one pshat the Ran says there should be a chatzitza. We don't want them that their feet should be on the mud, because then we have to be afraid maybe a stone, pebbles will get stuck in between their toes, and it'll be a chatzitza. So he used to put down mats there that they'll stand on the mats in the river. So, or else the Ran says the other pshat is, mafsi means he made a mechitza like for tznius. Like they want to be tovel in the river, but in the river, at the beginning, they put up a little mechitza, a little partition that people shouldn't see them. So you see, Avu the Shmuel, the also holds like this last Shmuel Shita. That demonstrates there are times of the year when you can't be tovel in the river. So really it's the machlekes though. That first Shmuel holds not like that. So really it's a shalom sak how we pass on halacha. The Ran brings down the machlekes we showing him. First he brings down the Rabbeinu Tam, posak is Shmuel. The Yoma Nohora Mekipa Mavrich. So Rabbeinu Tam paskins lakula. That you could always be tovel in the river. You never have to be afraid. Even if when you go to the river is full of water, and maybe it looks like it's more rainwater. Still, we hold like Shmuel's first svarim, that true, there was rainwater there, but there's more water that came up from the underground, therefore the river is always kosher. That's why Rabbeinu Tam paskins. But then it brings down Avorach, Rav Alfizah, Poskul, Karav, no, they paskin like Rav, Ukavu, Adi Shmuel. The Enamayi, Metarim, Bezechlem, Elapras, B'yayim, Etishri, Bavad. They paskin, no, like Avu, Adi Shmuel, that you can only be tovel in the river when you know that's the level of the water itself. But at times of the year when there's a lot of rainwater there, or the water from the mountains are melting and running down into the river, at that time, you should not be tevel in the mikvah. Therefore, the two shittas. That's how many goes. I don't think they're tevel if they know that there's rainwater then, if you have a chash, that at that time of the year, they're not tevel in the rivers. Unless it's a shasat chak, you have no place else to go, then I think it's mutter. Right. Omar Rabbi Ami, Omar Rav. My dichsiv was the pasuk saying Yecheskel v'yato benodo maseilucho kli goyla. You per person make yourself a kli, utensils of goyla, for you're gonna have to go into golus, for you're gonna have to travel. In other words, a person that has to wander around before you start to go to golus, prepare yourself, make yourself kalim. What does that mean? Zener ukaru shatiach. If you travel around, you have to have with